ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्टिकी। सो टुडे वी आर नॉट पर्टिकुलरली रीडिंग अ वर्स, बट ऑफ कोर्स वील हैव मेनी वर्सेस, नॉट जस्ट वन। सो जस्ट टू क्रिएट सम इंटरेस्ट इन द एंड क्रिएट द मूड, सो रुक्मणी कृष्ण प्रभु हैज रिजर्व्ड वन श्लोका फॉर हिमसेल्फ ग्लोरिफाइंग द होली नेम। आई ऑल्सो हैव रिजर्व्ड वन श्लोका, so if any of you repeat that we won't accept it and we won't tell you what it is. So we too have agreed upon the slokas, so you should say one shloka glorifying the holy name, then the class will start. And you should not take our shloka. Glorify the holy name, some shloka. That's the one reserved. That means you think alike. Hari Bol, thank you. Hari Bol. Next. Just say loudly, others also have to hear. You are depriving them. Loudly. Abhi boliye, abhi boliye. More advanced. Next. All pundits here. Next. Devotees also. Loudly. Hariba. Ladies, get ready. You got some time. You got some time. Hey! That should come at the end. Others. Next. He is continuing that. Next. Can somebody open this page? It's Chukka, 409. that is reserved for me. That's reserved for me. Another one. Yes. Okay. Next. So now we are going to read from Bhagavatam. Simply we think everybody is chanting the holy name. But how those who actually know the holy name, what is the science behind that sound? There is a science behind the sound. Holy name is the summit of all the Vedic sound. Vedas are unlimited. Vedas are actually science of sound, and holy name is the summit of all the Vedic sound. And there is a lot of technicality in chanting it. Those technicalities are only known to Vyasa and Narada. So we'll just read it quickly. The Hindi one will follow quickly. Prabhu, you can read this. Text 36. The Hindi one is coming soon. Just read the translation and purport. Please listen carefully. It is the science of chanting the holy name. Okay, read it in Hindi. Hindi has come. Hindi has come. You give the English to Rukmani. Rukmani Krishna, you can give it. He can see it. Rukmani Krishna will do it. So read slowly, it's quite technical. 36. Read slowly. This is the technique behind the science of sound. You will understand whether you are chanting anywhere near how it should be chanted. Are you anywhere near that? Okay, read.
Anuvado tatpare Srila Prabhupada ji ke dwara. Srila Prabhupada ki वेदों की दिव्य ध्वनि को समझ पाना अत्यंत कठिन है और वह प्राण इंद्रियों तथा मन के भीतर विभिन्न स्तरों में प्रकट होती है यह वैदिक ध्वनि समुद्र के समान असीम अगाध तथा अथाह है तात्पर्य वैदिक ज्ञान के अनुसार वैदिक ध्वनि चार अवस्थाओं में विभक्त है जिसे सबसे बुद्धिमान ब्राह्मण ही समझ सकते हैं इसका कारण यह है कि इसके तीन विभाग जीव के भीतर स्थित होते हैं केवल चौथा विभाग ही वाणी के रूप में बाह्यतः प्रकट होता है यहां तक कि वैदिक ध्वनि की यह चौथी अवस्था जो कि वैरवरी कहलाती है सामान्य मनुष्य की समझ में नहीं आती चलो विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर की व्याख्या है कि यह विभाग निम्नवत है वैदिक ध्वनि की प्राण अवस्था परा कहलाती है और वह आधार चक्र में स्थित है मानसिक अवस्था पश्यंती कहलाती है और नाभि प्रदेश में मणिपूरक चक्र में स्थित है बौद्धिक अवस्था जो मध्यमा कहलाती है हृदय प्रदेश में अनाहत चक्र में स्थित है अंत में वैदिक ध्वनि की व्यक्त इंद्रिय अवस्था वैरवरी कहलाती है ऐसी वैदिक ध्वनि अनंत पार है क्योंकि यह ब्रह्मांड के भीतर तथा उसके परे की सारी प्राण शक्तियों को जान लेती है और इस तरह देश या काल से विभाजित नहीं होती वस्तुतः वैदिक ध्वनि इतनी सूक्ष्म अथाह तथा अगाध है कि स्वयं भगवान तथा उनके शक्ति प्रदत्त अनुयायी यथा व्यास तथा नारद ही उसके वास्तविक स्वरूप तथा अर्थ को समझ सकते हैं सामान्य जनों के वश की बात नहीं कि वे वैदिक ध्वनि की गुणता तथा सूक्ष्मता को जान सके किंतु यदि कोई व्यक्ति कृष्ण भावना अमृत को स्वीकार करता है वह तुरंत ही समस्त वैदिक ज्ञान के निष्कर्ष अर्थात वैदिक ज्ञान के मूल स्रोत भगवान कृष्ण को जान लेता है मूर्ख जन अपने प्राण इंद्रिया तथा मन को इंद्रदीप्ति में लगाते हैं फलतः वे भगवान नाम की महत्ता को नहीं समझ पाते अंततो गत्वा वैदिक ध्वनि का सार भगवान नाम ही है जो स्वयं भगवान से भिन्न नहीं है क्योंकि भगवान असीम है इसलिए उनके नाम भी समान रूप से असीम है भगवान की प्रत्यक्ष कृपा के बिना भगवान की दिव्य महिमा को कोई नहीं समझ सकता। निरपराध होकर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे का कीर्तन करने से मनुष्य वैदिक ध्वनि के रहस्यों तक प्रवेश पा जाता है, अन्यथा वेदों का ज्ञान दुर्विग्रहम अर्थात अथा बना रहेगा।
थैंक यू। कैन यू गिव अ लिटिल कमेंट्री ऑन दैट, लिटिल कमेंट्री इन हिंदी ऑन दैट, लिटिल बिट, टू मिनट्स कमेंट्री ऑन दैट, सो इन हिंदी व्हाट इज द टेक्निकलिटी पार्ट, फ्रॉम वेयर द साउंड डिफरेंट प्लेसेस हाउ इट कम्स, समथिंग फोर फेसेस।
हरे कृष्ण। तो इस श्लोक में यह बताया जा रहा है कि जो भगवान असीमित हैं और भगवान को हम वैदिक शब्द ध्वनि के द्वारा जान सकते हैं और वैदिक शब्द ध्वनि भी असीमित है, लेकिन जो वैदिक शब्द ध्वनि इसके चार स्तर बताए गए हैं, इनमें से जो तीन स्तर हैं वो अंतरंग है, जीव के अंदर स्थित हैं। वो तीन स्तर हैं, सबसे पहले प्राण के प्राण में हमारे स्थित हैं और ये परा कहलाती है, और ये हमारे आधार चक्र में शरीर में अलग अलग चक्र होते हैं, जैसे योग पातांजलि में बताया गया है, तो ये आधार चक्र में स्थिर होती है। फिर एक मानसिक स्तर होता है और मानसिक स्तर पश्यंती कहलाता है और ये नाभि के ऊपर मणिपुक्र चक्र होता है उसमें स्थित होती है, और फिर एक बौद्धिक बुद्धि का स्तर है और ये मध्यमा कहलाता है और ये हृदय के क्षेत्र में अनाहत चक्र में स्थित है। तो ये तीन अंतरंग ये वैदिक ध्वनि रहती है और बाहर जो कि हम बोल सकते हैं शब्द के रूप में है वो वैकारी कहलाती है, ये इंद्रियों के स्तर पे है। तो इस ढंग से ये चार इसके स्तर बताए गए हैं और बताया गया है कि अगर कोई इस वैदिक शब्द ध्वनि को सही ढंग से समझ जाता है तो कृष्ण को समझ सकता है। और श्री प्रभुपाद बता रहे हैं कि हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का अगर हम अपराध रहित जप करेंगे तो हम सारे इस वैदिक शब्द ध्वनि के रहस्य को समझ पाएंगे और कृष्ण को जान पाएंगे।
So, ये वो श्लोक है, इट सेज हाउ डिफिकल्ट इट इज टू बी एबल टू चैंट एक्चुअली हाउ इट शुड बी चैंटेड, सो दिस इज द डिफिकल्ट पार्ट ऑफ इट। नाउ द होप पार्ट ऑफ इट, प्रभु जी विल रीड व्हाट इज द होप, हाउ एवरीबडी कैन प्रैक्टिस इट, दिस मेक्स इट सो टेक्निकल सो डिफिकल्ट यू विल वंडर हाउ कैन आई प्रैक्टिस इट, नाउ प्रभु जी विल रीड वन वर्ड्स एंड यू सी हाउ एवरीवन कैन प्रैक्टिस इट।
हरे कृष्णा।
सर्टेन
द पोटेंशियल for bhakti dwells deep within the everyone's heart, it is waiting to appear in the active working world, it simply needs to be revived by the proper practice. Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.2 defines this practice: priti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasta sadhana bhida nitya sadhasya bhavasya prakartayam hridi sadhaya.
This verse is known to people? Read it once again. Kriti.
Kriti sadhya.
Boliye.
Bhavet sadhya. Bhavasa. Sadhanam bhida. Nitya sadhasya.
Nitya siddhasya.
Sorry. Nitya siddhasya. Bhavasya. Prakartim. Hridi sadhayat.
It's a difficult word to pronounce. I must say, it's very complicated wording in that.
When transcendental devotional service by which love for Krishna is attained is executed by the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti or the regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotional service eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service is practiced.
Now read this paragraph.
The revival process is easy and sublime. It begins with the hearing and chanting. It activates the lost consciousness of the soul, reawakening his original state, just as the memory of someone with MNCMA be reawakened by visiting his home, family or workplace, a major tenet of Bhakti Yajna. भक्ति योगा विच वी मस्ट क्लियरली अंडरस्टैंड इज दैट वन मस्ट बिगिन टू यूज वन सेंसेस टू प्लीज कृष्णा.
सो दिस वर्स सेज, इट्स अ डिफिकल्ट वर्ड्स, कृति साध्या भवेत साध्या भवसा साधना विदा नित्य सिद्धस्य भावस्य प्राकट्यम हृदि साध्यता. When transcendental devotional service by which love for Krishna is attained is executed by senses, it is called sadhana bhakti or regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. Awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of the devotional service in practice. This is what Prabhupada actually, by forming ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he gave concrete shape to this verse. This verse would have remained only theory. That every living entity can practice devotional service would have remained only theory. It would never have happened. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the summum bonum of this concept. There is an interesting story here. Two drunkards, they happen to be in an old temple of the Lord Krishna. So drunkards are sometimes, you know, behosh, they lie down. Sometimes they are very active, you know, sometimes they have different moods, they have their own rasa. So some of these drunkards, in the old temple there was some stuff left. So there was a couple of sticks, and the, you know, something in the olden days, they did not have electric power. So they used to have this mashal, kya bolte? Mashal. Rod, you know. So something was lying there, so some old cloth was tied to it. So in some mood, they just picked up these two sticks and then they were moving around as if they are, you know, dancing. They were not dancing actually. So they were just moving around in a drunken state. But that happened to be the temple of the Lord Krishna. So when they were just moving around with this flag, so Lord Krishna took it as devotional service. And they had absolutely no idea. So devotional service can begin by accident. Like I said last time, it is accidental in the beginning and transcendental at the end. So devotional, today we are going out to chant. Some people, there are so many varieties of people hearing the holy name. But Krishna addresses everyone, whatever their mood, he encourages them. So Prabhupada, in the big temple, they had some drama, Prabhupada Vyas Puja Day evening. So, Jadugar Ka Jadugar, that's the name of the drama. What? So, how Prabhupada, he was able to see, in all circumstances, in all places, he was never bewildered by the local situation. That is Dhira. He is never bewildered by any situation. So he could immediately get into the heart of everyone. Like sunlight piercing through the, you know, fog. All our concepts, all the concepts of all the people in the world is just fog. It is nothing but fog. There is absolutely no knowledge. This fog is so thick, it is created by the three modes. So any amount of mundane research and theory and knowledge, it's all total waste of time. Total waste of time. Only a person who actually has understood the holy name You see, in every religion they chant holy name. It may not even be the Supreme Lord, but they have a tradition of chanting. But my sloka, which I didn't say so far, Atha Sri Krishna Nama Adi Nama Ved Grahyam Indriyai, you cannot get it by your senses, mind and intelligence. You cannot analyze the holy name to see what is the secret inside. In fact, that is an offense. So the holy name, Nama, it contains Rupa. So if people are chanting what they call holy name, then they should be coming to the platform of Rupa. Then there will not be any disagreement about the Rupa. If they are chanting bona fide holy name, they will come to the bona fide form. And if they are not coming to the bona fide form, either they are not chanting the holy bona fide name, or they are not their chanting is not bona fide. So in our society also, many people may be chanting, but that doesn't mean they come to the next stage. Nama Rupa Guna Dham. It doesn't mean. But if you are chanting the bona fide name in a bona fide way, you have to come to the next stage, because that is the science, that is the process. Even though you are incapable because of your conditioned state, the holy name releases you from that. But you have to do it right. Therefore it says, Pariprasnena Sevaya. You have to accept it. Janma Aishwarya Shruta Sribi Yedamana Madapuman. No chance. It's the only thing that is required. Simple yielding. Simple acceptance. That's all that is needed. Initially, even Sukriti will do. To begin the process, Sukriti also will do. So most of us are coming only on the basis of some Sukriti. And the whole purpose of our society is to give opportunity to people to do Sukriti. Because without this, whatever they are doing is Duskriti. Whatever is going on is all, whether it is government, United Nations, municipality, it is all Duskriti. There is nothing, zero. So, here is a verse. Of course, I don't know, in every religion they believe in God of death, Yamaraj. In every religion they believe? I don't know whether they believe in every religion. There is a, you know, the Lord of Death who gives punishment. But here is a verse by Yamaraj. Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle. So Yamaraj is giving you a warning. Yamaraj is giving you a warning. He says, I will punish you. You have got human body and you have not chanted the holy name of the Lord. You are a fit person to be punished. And what is so wonderful about the human body? Because it's a unique engineering. The human body is constructed in such a way, even though the body is actually Anu, Atma, Man, Buddhi, Ahankara, it's Anu, it can absorb unlimitedly Krishna Katha. How much Krishna Katha a person can absorb? What is the limit? How much Krishna Katha one can fill up? What is the limit? Huh? So the body is limited or unlimited? Huh? data you can absorb? How much? And Krishna is? So what other business you have? There's no other business. Only other business is you help others to be absorbed in Krishna Katha. You be absorbed in Krishna Katha and you help others to be absorbed in Krishna Katha. That is the only business in human life. There is no other business. Be absorbed in Krishna Katha and help others to be absorbed in. That's all. But how strong you are in your absorbing Krishna Katha, that is the criteria for your progress. If you are fully absorbed in Krishna Katha, you will be able to give it to others. There are many, who will give you this opportunity? You cannot develop it on your own. You can read same chapter, verse number 10. Same chapter. 11:22-10. 11:22-10. Because
A person who has been covered by ignorance since time immemorial is not capable of effecting his own self-realization, there must be some other personality who is in factual knowledge of the absolute truth and can impart this knowledge to him.
Somebody has to give it to you. This is parampara. There is no self-education in spiritual life. You cannot become, even though it is called self-realization, it's called self-realization, but it has to be given to you. Just like food you can digest in the superficial sense, but somebody cooks it, somebody grows it. Like that, even though we call it self-realization, it is actually not within one's capacity. How do we know we are capable of Krishna Katha or not? If we spontaneously glorify Krishna, spontaneously. You see, in the mundane world, everybody wants name and fame. So many advertisements, billboards, photographs, so much going on. Election time or no election time, so much of propaganda is going on. So even ordinary people, they have some attraction that everybody should know them, some popularity. So where does this come from? This tendency to be glorified, that I want to be glorified. I want everybody to know me. Where this comes from? Because it is there in Krishna. Krishna wants everybody to know him, everybody to glorify his name. So one of the name of Krishna is Stavapriya. What? What does that mean? Stavapriya? Huh? Stava. Okay, Stuti Priya. Stava means glorification. Stuti Priya. What? So that process is called Archanam. You can also say it is Vandanam. Archanam, Vandanam are glorifying the Supreme Lord. Archanam through the Archavigraha and Vandanam with your words. Uttama Sloka, Punya Sloka, is in Krishna, in a perverted way, it is happening in the material world. Name, fame, glory. What? Shah Jahan, Taj Mahal. What? People are doing so many things to make sure that name is. But that will keep them only in the material world. It's very difficult to think of holy name as the ultimate reality, as the supreme science. Raja Vidya. Holy name has Raja Vidya. Very difficult. If somebody gets the taste, what happened when Ishwarpuri gave the holy name to Lord Chaitanya? What happened to Lord Chaitanya? He says, I can't stop. What mantra you have given me? It makes me laugh, it makes me cry. When he said that, Srila Ishwarapuri becomes very jubilant. He blesses him. My dear boy, continue. And you spread this. Continue and you spread this. Who was Lord Chaitanya in his younger days? What was he? He was a proud scholar. His pastime is to argue. And when somebody cannot defeat him, he will give an argument to defeat himself. And then he will defeat that argument. And if people cannot defeat that argument, he will give another argument to defeat it. That was his pastime. And what happened to the proud scholar? He was laughing and crying with the holy name. So, holy name is, in one sense, even beyond Lord Nimai, even beyond Nimai Pandit. Because he surrendered to it. He gave up his scholarship. He surrendered to the holy name. So the more we get purified in our personal life, not necessarily that everybody to take sannyas danda. That is one way. That is part of actually not nitya karma, that is naimitik karma. Social obligations. But what is nitya karma? Kriti sadhya. That is beyond Varnashram. That is beyond Varnashram. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. Such devotion eternally exists within the heart of every living entity. It is called sadhana bhakti, executed by senses, by which love for Krishna is attained. It's an amazing verse. Amazing. And when someone's devotional service is blossoming, how do we know? Somebody's devotional service is blossoming. So much fragrance. So much color. Then someone will make a garland of shlokas. What? Make a nice garland of shlokas and offer it to Krishna. So we will see one flower of that garland. Very interesting. We all know the story of Shyamantaka Mani. Shyamantaka Jwal, Satrajit. So, Krishna was accused of stealing that. Krishna was? So, Kulusekar Alwar, he says, why should Krishna steal it? Because he himself is money. What? And what money he is? Somebody who can read Sanskrit nicely. Anybody? Somebody knows the tune also? I don't remember the tune, I'll try. Bhaktapaya Bhujanga Garudamani Trailokya Rakshamani Gopi Lochana Satakambudamani Saundarya Mudramani Yakantamani Rukmani Ganakucha Dvandaika Bhushamani Sreyo Deva Shikamani Disato No Gopala Chudamani Bhaktapaya Bhujanga Garudamani. If Garuda is just flying and landing here, he's already landed. Look at Garuda, has he landed or not? Huh? What is missing? What is missing? The Lord is not on his back. So say, then Garuda is not so attractive. He may be Garuda, but if Krishna is not on him, not attractive. You see? So Garuda is glorified only if Krishna is seated on him. If Krishna is not seated on him, he may be a big bird, but who cares? This is the mood of Kulashekara. So Rukmani may be so beautiful. She is the fashion queen forever. But if Krishna is not enjoying her, who cares? Only if Krishna is enjoying her, she is really beautiful. So very nice. Trailokya Rakshamani. He is the jeweler riding on the back of Garuda, who carries away Lord's devotees on his wing. He is the magic jewel protecting the three worlds. Three worlds are protected. Trailokya Rakshamani. He is the magic jewel, the jewel-like cloud attracting Chataka bird, eyes of the gopis. See, the eyes of the gopis, they are like just holes. Eyes of the gopis are just empty holes if they cannot see Krishna. If Krishna is not visible, they are just two holes. They are not eyes. Because they don't see anything other than Krishna. And if Krishna is not visible, just holes. It is said, the ears of a human being who does not hear Krishna Katha, they are like holes where the serpent lives. So the body, if it is not absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it's not even like a firewood. It is less important than a firewood. So if somebody is absorbed in Krishna Katha, he will have this mood. He will be so jubilant. Vishwam Purna Shukayate Susukam Kartum Avyayam. So this is the mood of Kulasekara Arvad. Gopi Lochana Chatakam Budamani. Like the bird, Chataka bird, is eagerly waiting for the raindrop. The gopi's eyes are eagerly waiting to have darshan of Krishna. Otherwise their eyes have no fulfillment. So he is the mani, apple of the eye. Saundarya Mudramani. Then he says, he is the only ornament of Queen Rukmini, who herself is a jewel of beloved consorts. She is the best among Krishna's consorts, Rukmini. But even she, without Krishna, she is not so beautiful. May the crown jewel of all gods, best of the cowherds, grant us the supreme benediction. So, Shreyo, let him give us benediction. Shreya means benediction. Deva Shikamani. You know, I don't know whether anybody has in North India name Daiva Shikamani. But in South India, many people have this name, Daiva Shikamani. Of all the gods, he is the crown jewel. It's a nice name. I don't think even in ISKCON we have anybody who's got this name, Daiva Shikamani. It's the name of Krishna. He is the crown jewel of all the demigods. It's just one glorification of Kulashekar. The whole book is full of such glorification. Amazing glorification. Bhagavatam is full of prayers, full of glorification. This will be the mood. And if someone has got this mood, see, we don't even know who is Kulashekar. And we have not opened his book and read much. Just one verse we are hearing a little bit. How many of you are hearing for the first time? Kitne log pehli baar sun rahe hain isme? You find any feeling? Kuch feeling aa raha? So, Satsurup Maharaj gives an annotation. He gives a little commentary. When the soul misuses his free will, he tries to become the center of existence and thinks he can do without Krishna. This is the problem. What is the problem? I am okay in Punjabi Bagh. Krishna, you are okay in Goloka. I am okay and you are okay. You don't bother me, I won't bother you. You don't disturb me, I don't disturb you. That's why we are here. That's why our chanting is a struggle. This is the arrangement we have made when we left Krishna. Krishna, you don't bother me and I won't bother you. So Bhagavan becomes Paramatma and Paramatma becomes Brahman. And we are lost in this Virat Roop. Universal form is a temporary manifestation. It has no eternality. If it is a temporary manifestation, it is not eternal. It is not even Brahman because it comes and goes. And we are lost in this creation. And what has become so important? How to live. How to enjoy. But actually it's a struggle. Simple surrender to Krishna. Surrendering to Krishna means surrendering to a pure devotee. Surrendering to a pure devotee's representative. Surrendering to a pure devotee's society. How peaceful you see the devotees. It's very peaceful. That is the benefit. You can be peaceful. You can be happy. You have no worries. What is the loss? The boat is carrying you whether you are awakened or asleep. The boat is carrying you. Safe and secure. Like a baby in the arm. What is baby's protection if the mother doesn't look after? You see, even people who are not necessarily devotees of Krishna, they also have some concept of Shraddha. Even non-Vaishnavas, it is not that, because a living being must have Shraddha. He is not a stone. So one poet, one devotee you can say, but not, it may not be directly connected to Vaishnavism. He says, in case the mother forgets the child, or in case the child leaves the mother, generally these things don't happen. The mother doesn't forget the child, neglect the child. And generally children don't leave the parent. The body, when it is suffering, the body does not say, okay, now let the soul leave the body, I am suffering too much. Or the soul does not leave because the body has got some injury. Somehow they continue. There is no break between mother and son, the soul and the body. The eyes, they close and open. So any reminder is required, any programming is required for opening and closing of eyes. He says, let my devotion be like this. Even if the mother and son will leave each other, even if the body and the soul will not stay together, even if my eyes forgets how to open and close, let me not forget you. What is the prayer? If the mother and son separate, the body and soul separates, the eye and the functioning of the eye separates, my dear Lord, let me not be separated from you. So people have, everybody has the Shraddha, but it depends on Sangha. Materialists have Shraddha because they have Sangha of the materialist. So they have Shraddha in that. Kattar bolte na? Kya bolte? Fixed up karmi. What? Fixed up karmi. So like that we have to become fixed up devotee. How will we become fixed up devotee? We have to see Prabhupada. What makes him go through the 14 worlds or at least 7 continents? How is he so confident about the holy name? He's so confident about the holy name. If that mood is there, so the story goes, when the soul misuses the free will, he tries to become the center of existence, things he can do without Krishna. This mistake is illustrated in the story of Satrajit, who once possessed a wondrous jewel called Shamantaka, which he wore in a locket around his neck. When Satrajit entered Dwaraka, Krishna asked him to deliver the jewel to the king Ugrasena. But instead, Satrajit installed the jewel in a temple and worshipped it. Wow! You can see, deviation took place in even those days. What? Krishna is telling him, hand over the jewel to Ugrasena. No, he built a temple for it. Nectar of deviation. What? Huh? Nectar of? He built the temple. That's what the modern world is doing. They are worshipping money. They're building a temple. So many temples have come up in Faridabad. So many temples have come up in Gurgaon. So many temples have come up in Bangalore. Those are all Satrajit's temples. What? They're all? But the same fate will come. What fate came to Satrajit? Same fate will come if you worship these temples. So Kulasekara Aiyar, he says, what is the need for Krishna for this Shyamantaka jewel? Because he has described what kind of a jewel Krishna is. Krishna Mani. What? Krishna Mani. He himself is jewel. In fact, there is a description. How many moons are there on Krishna's body? So many different, his nails are moons. You know, there are so many different moons. You know, the toenails and the fingernails. There are 22 and a half moons in Krishna's body. How many moons? I don't remember all of them, but I remember this 10 fingernails and 10 toenails. That makes it 20. And then 2 and a half. I don't remember what are those 2 and a half. Some two and a half moons are there. So he's got 22 and a half moons on his body. Lord Shiva is considered glorious because he's got half a moon. What? He's got? So, what is holy name? What is this? What is this big? What do you say in Hindi? Hangama? No, hangama? What is this? Kya bolte? What do you mean hangama? Trouble. Trouble. Hangama is trouble or glorification? Getting together, no? Hangama means people coming together and doing something, right? Mob. Right? It's a mob activity, no? Hangama means what? So we should call it holy name hangama. What? What is it? Holy name hangama means mob? Mob, crowd coming together. So we should have holy name hangama. Ussav is boring. Hangama is nice. Hangama means people will come. So call it holy name hangama. What? So, see, we are misers. That's what we are. Because we are hoarding money, when we become Krishna conscious, that also we hoard. We have no interest in giving. Because Krishna, you give more. You give more. Just like when the water starts, it starts as a small stream, Ganga. But it widens as the... So like that you start in a small way to preach. But keep preaching. The place will widen up. Widen, 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 become very broad. Have you seen Godavari? Near Kovur? My God, that's probably the longest bridge on a river, the Godavari. The train goes there over the bridge for three, four minutes. You wonder when the shore will come. So big. So, preach, and you'll have the widest field to preach. But keep pushing. Don't hide. Don't hide the holy name. And pushing means you chant nicely in the morning. Then all the obstacles, the holy name pushes it out. All the obstacles. Then when you go, you can easily give. You got to all do a homework here. Your homework has to be done here in the morning. Then when you go, when Prabhupada started, he had no support, physical, social. But there's so much support. We are planning to have one Rath Yatra in Shimla. How many of you have been to Shimla? Lower Bazaar? How big are the roads? Is Rath Yatra possible? come on 27th October. See whether it's possible or not. First time in Shimla they're planning to do a Rath Yatra. Anybody from that area? From that state? From that state, anybody? So if you have friends, relatives, you tell them, 27th October is Shimla Jagannath Rath Yatra. We expect the whole Punjabi Bagh temple to come. So, how things happen? To organize a Rath Yatra, it's not like doing a Nagar Kirtan. You know how difficult it is to do a Nagar Kirtan? It is. I think Holy Name makes easy things difficult. If we can make difficult things easy, it should be able to do the other things also, no? It should be able to make easy things also difficult. Because it is Sarva Shakti, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda, Nija. So it makes easy things also difficult. That is also part of Sarva Shakti. Otherwise, how will it be Sarva Shakti? Something will be missing in the Shakti. See, somewhere you have to feel love. If you can't feel love for the holy name, at least you love the deities. If you can't love the deities, at least love the devotees. If you can't love the devotees, at least love Prabhupada. If you can't love Prabhupada, at least love Lord Chaitanya. Somewhere you have to put your love. Prasad! Oh my goodness. Is it time for Prasad? Oh boy. Is it? Okay. 1 minute late. Okay, we'll finish it and stop here. Oh, how did I forget Prasad? He worshipped it and gained 170 pounds of gold daily. There was a character called Midas. You heard about Midas? He wanted a boon. He was so greedy, he did not think. He said, give me a boon. Whatever I touch will become gold. You heard about it? Midas touch. It's called Midas touch. He was so crazy after money. He said, whatever I touch must become gold. He said, Tatastu. So it be it. When he became hungry, he said, give me food. The food came. Maybe in those days they didn't know how to use a spoon. If he had used the spoon, the spoon would have become gold. He put his finger, the food became gold. How you can eat it? That is the attitude of people who don't want Krishna. They only see money. They only see material facility. They only see material world. Nothing beyond this material world. This is it. Devi Esha Gunamai. So this universal form is so powerful. This universal form is Gunamai. Jada Shakti. But the same Jada Shakti for a devotee becomes Chitrupa, Chitsurupa, Chinmaya. The Jada Jagat becomes Chinmaya for a devotee. That is the power of the holy name. So this modern craze for this universal form, Arjuna says, I don't want this. I don't want this. I'm tired of it. I don't want this. It is horrible. Gauram. Because it also has, it may have so. Actually, pleasure in the material world is only a promise. No delivery. What? It's only a more and more and more promise. No delivery. The pleasure is always in the future, never now. But spiritual pleasure, it's always in the present. If you are not able to get that pleasure, you go to your doctor and check what is your problem. The pleasure of the body, mind, ego, intellect, it's a bondage. The pleasure of the body, mind, intelligence and ego, it's a bondage. It's a burden. You have to be a complete fool. But the same body, mind, intelligence and ego, when it is turned into service of Krishna, it produces pleasure. Same thing, same body, same mind, same intelligence, same ego. When it is put in service of Krishna, it produces pleasure. On your own you want to enjoy? It's a burden, it's a bondage. Rishikesha, he is the enjoyer. Rishikena, of my body, my senses, my intelligence, my ego, my mind. We can own property, car, garden, agriculture, field. But what does Krishna own? He owns the living entity. What? You own things, but Krishna owns living entities. He owns them. Rishikesha, he is the owner. He is the owner. And in a slightly reflected way, sometimes we say, you know, the parents own the children, wife owns the husband, or husband owns the wife, the king owns the subject. Sometimes we, but ultimately it is Krishna who is the owner, Rishikesh. And we are owned by him. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ekale Ishwar Ar Sabhavritya. Because we are removed from that pleasure, Chit Sakti, Chit Ananda. So we are trying to find Achit Ananda. Whatever our endeavor in this world is Achit Ananda. Because we ourselves are unconscious. Even though we think we are conscious, we are materially conscious. If Krishna is not there, no question of conscious. I think I'll have to stop. I'll just read to do justice. I'll just take 2 minutes and read something. So this is the summary of what we are planning to discuss. So there are about 7 points. These are some quotes from Jaiva Dharma. Jiva has no friend in this material world except the holy name. Sri Nama is the most powerful of all the 9 processes of sadhana. Sri Nama is the foremost of all the angas or limbs of devotional service. Sri Nama has no connection in this material world. In chanting the holy name, all other angas or limbs of devotional service are present, although they may not be evident. In the material world, only very fortunate people chant holy name. Is that true? That means what? In the material world, only very fortunate people chant the holy name. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means you are not doing your job. You are not giving them the fortune. That means what? If very few people are chanting the holy name, means what? That means I am not doing my job. I am not making others fortunate. That is my business. To make others. Prabhupada said, I came to America to give. I came to America to? How is that? What is the dollar rate? What is the dollar rate today? Somebody said sometime it reached 60. So how much money Prabhupada had when he went to America? Because less than $1 you cannot purchase anything, so he brought it back. He brought it back. It's amazing. Amazing. Golokera Premadana, he had so much money. What is the use of this dollar? We can conquer the whole world. But we have to wake up. We cannot be misers. We can't be. We have to give it. So last one. It's very important. The entire panorama of Krishna Leela is contained in the holy name. Entire panorama of Krishna is, Krishna is arrested in his holy name. What? Krishna is arrested in his holy name. He can't move. Once, Mohan Rupa Prabhu was giving a lecture in, I don't know whether you are there, in Chatarpur. I was amazed when he said, the entire spiritual world is in your bead bag. It was amazing, very dramatic. The entire spiritual world is in your bead bag. Prabhu, I forgot my bead bag, I lost my bead bag. So, who chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You? You? Chant.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Harinam Prabhu ki, Harinam Yajna ki, Holy Name Viki, Mitai Gaur Premanande.